This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Mr. Andrew Eastler. He is the founder and CEO of DrugTestingCourses.com, which meets the dynamic educational standards of today's workforce. Mr. Eastler, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
And you're most welcome. Our pleasure. So for the benefit of our listeners and to kick things off today, if you would, give us an overview of DrugTestingCourses.com.
Great. Yeah. So DrugTestingCourses.com is an organization that's focused on helping to empower adults seeking to start a new career or enhance their existing career through drug and alcohol testing training courses. We offer one of the widest selection of courses in the industry, and we really just try and focus on quality over anything else.
And speaking of quality, why is the quality of the coursework you offer so important to drug testing in general?
Great question. You know, with drug testing, we really focus and rely a lot on what we call chain of custody, which is essentially a system of making sure that, you know, from point A to point Z, that nothing potentially could happen to any kind of specimen that we've collected along the way. So it's an unbroken link of events that's going to occur. And making sure that you know how to protect that chain of custody is really the most important part about the entire process, because we're dealing with a lot of major issues when it comes to drug testing or alcohol testing. You know, on the one hand, we have employees who, you know, let's say they have no issues and have not used or abused any substances, and you have a collector who's not trained properly, you may have an issue where that collector mixes up a specimen with another person's specimen and they get wrongly attributed with a positive, which does happen in the across the United States quite frequently, almost an alarming rate, in fact. And that's just something that's entirely preventable through quality coursework, just good training and making sure that everyone knows the proper way to do any type of collection or test to conduct. So that's one side of it. And then the other side is, you know, what happens to that person who did have that positive and now is wrongly attributed with the negative? We have a person who's out there who needs to get treatment, who needs to see a physician and get better. But they go untreated, and in fact, they cause a hazard to other people in the workforce, or even other people in the country, driving trucks, driving planes, trains, automobiles, all kinds of crazy things that could be potentially deadly. So, you know, having an important training course is, you know, a quality training course is vital to, you know, the success of the nation as a whole.
For sure. And coming back to quality, what should employers know or how to ask about the collectors who do these tests?
Great question. So, you know, when we're, as an employer, you're looking for a collection facility to conduct these types of drug tests for you. You have to check and make sure that they are trained properly. The number one thing that you have to ask is, you know, hey, give me your certificate. Give me the proof that you got trained properly. And sometimes the number one thing is to get a certificate. Don't just rely on that certificate. You know, there are quite a few people out there who offer training courses. Some of them are great, and some of them are really subpar and almost dangerous. So a certificate alone isn't going to tell you the quality of their service. What you really want to look at are things like the proof of training documents, which are required in most cases, especially for DOT or federally regulated testing under the 49. Code of Federal Regulations Part 40. So these are basically at the end of every course, they have to show that they know what they're doing. And this is evidence of that. So you can look at that form and see if there's any mistakes. If there are mistakes on there, that's a really big red flag to let you know, hey, you know, this person was not trained properly because the trainer did not even catch these mistakes when they're doing initial training. Now, when they don't have a trainer around, what are they going to do? Not only are they going to make that mistake, but they're potentially making other mistakes that maybe weren't in those initial mock collections. So, you know, those are two important ways to check. Another way to check is check out whoever trained them. Look and see if there's any public interest exclusions or PIEs out there for whoever's conducting this training. See if they have a legitimate training company or if they're just doing this on the side and don't have any experience in the industry. All those are really great ways to check and verify that this person was trained properly.
Certainly great information and important information at that as well. Today we're joined by Mr. Andrew Eisler, the founder and CEO of DrugTestingCourses.com, which meets the dynamic educational standards of today's workforce here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Mr. Eisler, what industries can most benefit from what your site offers?
That's a great question. You know, I get this question quite a lot. You know, we most commonly work with federally regulated contractors, people like trucking companies, railways, airlines, those things, because they're mandated by law in order to follow certain specific protocols for reasonable suspicion determinations, for drug testing, for alcohol testing. But every single industry can benefit from our courses. You know, it's not just things that are mandated by the federal government. Some states mandate training in order for reasonable suspicion training or drug testing training. And then even if you're not mandated the training, you really want to make sure that you have these to protect yourself from potential liability suits for discrimination suits, ADA, you know, discrimination. All of these things come into play, and there's a wide range of different competing forces out there in our industry, and you really want to know which direction to go, especially when it comes to marijuana, medical marijuana, getting legalized all throughout the United States. You know, it's a great thing. There's a lot of health benefits for it. But as an employer, you know, especially if you have people driving forklifts or other, you know, safety sensitive duties, you want to make sure that your workplace is safe as well. So, you know, you really should know what you need to be able to do in those kinds of situations.
You certainly hit on some great points right there, and we really appreciate your taking a moment to be with us here today to bring focus to drug testing within the workforce environment. Finally, what other advantages involving drugtestingcourses.com should our audience make a note to remember?
Great question. So, you know, even if you're not an employer, let's say you're an employee out there and you're wondering, you know, how is the workplace going to, you know, affect me? How is drug testing going to affect me? You really want to know, you know, that the place that you're going to get trained, whether as a collector, as a designated employer representative, which is the person who's in charge of the policy at the company, whether you're looking to start up your own business as a collection site, you know, you really want to make sure that you're going with somebody who is focused exclusively on education. There's quite a few people in our industry who kind of do this as a side gig. They want to, you know, they run their own collection facility, which, you know, if you're starting up your own, then you're going to be competing with them. So they don't really have a lot of incentive other than what you're paying them to train you and give you all of the secrets, right? With us, we're just an education company. That's all we do. I actually started up my own collection facility in my own business quite a few years ago, and then after a while, I decided to sell it off to a hospital group and focus exclusively on drug testing training rather than actual drug testing. So having a successful business with that experience and a background in education, my degree's in education, I attend law school at night. So, you know, I've got quite a few different variation of experience available when I develop these courses and my team that you're not going to find anywhere else. So definitely check out the history, the principles of the company, and you know, and think about their motivations. You know, are they really there to help you succeed, or are they just there to make a little extra money?
Mr. Eisler, we certainly appreciate what you do in the space and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Folks, again, it is drugtestingcourses.com. Mr. Eisler, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Appreciate it.
We have been speaking with Mr. Andrew Isler, the founder and CEO of DrugTestingCourses.com, which meets the dynamic educational standards of today's workforce. And once again, it is DrugTestingCourses.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.